The Holy Gospel according to St. Mark, the 6th chapter. When Jesus sent his disciples out to teach and heal, they ministered among large numbers of people. Their work was motivated by Christ's desire to be among those in need. I begin reading at verse 30. The apostles gathered around Jesus and told him all that they had done and taught. He said to them, "Come away to a deserted place all by yourselves and rest a while." For many were coming and going, and they had no leisure even to eat. And they went away in the boat to a deserted place by themselves. Now many saw them going and recognized them, and they hurried there on foot from all the towns and arrived ahead of them. As he went ashore, he saw a great crowd, and he had compassion for them, because they were like sheep without a shepherd. And he began to teach them many things. When they had crossed over, they came to land at Gennesaret and moored the boat. When they got out of the boat, people at once recognized him and rushed about that whole region and began to bring the sick on mats to wherever they heard he was. And wherever he went, into villages or cities or farms, they laid the sick in the marketplaces and begged him that they might touch even the fringe of his cloak. And all who touched it were healed. The Gospel of the Lord. You may be seated. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. If you have ever been on a commercial airline flight, after you board the plane and after you start to move away from the terminal, as you are going taxiing out to the runway, the stewardess stands up in the aisle and she gives you that whole spiel about the safety of the airplane and how to behave on an airplane. And she points out the exits to the side or to the other side or forward or back, and pull out a little seat belt and show you how to buckle it and unclasp it and make sure that you see the sign up there that says no smoking and when you can get out of your seats. And one of the things that goes along with that speech is that if the cabin of the airplane loses pressure, there's supposed to be a mask that drops down out of the ceiling and you strap it onto your face. Now, also with those instructions, it comes, if you are with a small child or somebody who cannot put that mask on themselves, here's the question then. Whose mask do you put on first? Do you put on that child's mask or do you put on your own mask? You put on your own mask. That's right. You put on your own mask. And the reason for that is that if you lose cabin pressure, you don't get enough oxygen into your body. You may not think straight. Your reaction time might be very slow. Or you could even pass out. And if you're incapacitated, you can't help yourself and you can't help your child. So you need to put that mask on first. Think about that for a minute as we look at our gospel lesson this morning. In our gospel lesson this morning, the disciples and Jesus are doing many different things. Everywhere they go, crowds are pressing in on them. It says here they didn't have any leisure even to eat. Everybody wanted something from Jesus, either to hear his word, the message that he had to preach, or people who were sick needed healing. People who were injured needed healing. They needed his touch. They needed his compassion. Everywhere he went, people were crowding around him. And as everybody crowded around him, there was a sense of being overwhelmed. And sometimes you just need to step back. You need to take care sometimes of your own health in order to help other people. Just like putting on that face mask, that oxygen mask, so that you can help a child. Sometimes you need to be recharged once again so that you can do ministry effectively. Just to back up a little bit, here in Mark's Gospel chapter 6, one of the preceding stories to our Gospel lesson is that Jesus sends out his disciples two by two to go into the neighboring towns and villages to preach that the kingdom of God is coming and to also minister among the people. And here is our gospel lesson opens up this morning. The disciples are all coming back and they're very excited about the things that they could do, that they were able to proclaim the kingdom of God, that to repent, turn around, and worship the only God. And then also, too, through Jesus' name, they were able to heal people, and they cast out many demons. And after experiences like that, I'm sure that they were excited and amazed that they could even do that in Jesus' name, that God would actually give them the power to go out and do that. And I'm sure they were all hyped up and energized, floating on a mountaintop. And here Jesus says, come away with me to a deserted place. The disciples needed time to think about what just had happened to them. That and also just to take a break from all these crowds pressing in around Jesus and his disciples. They needed a time, a space, to get recharged once again. Now, you know what it feels like to get hungry. Your belly starts to rumble a little bit, and it doesn't feel all that good, and you get that hunger for some good food. And if you go long enough without food, you may even get hunger pains coming in. And we've experienced that for one reason or another. Maybe you missed a meal, or maybe you missed a couple of meals, or maybe it's just every morning as you get up out of bed, it's time for breakfast to get out there. You know what it feels like to get hungry, and so it's time to eat. Or you know what it feels like to get physically tired, to work all day, maybe outside, or to do hard physical labor, and your muscles are tired, they're worn out, they seem sluggish, your bones are aching, and you're just dragging along. It's time to take a rest and recharge your body. Or possibly you've been hurt or sick or maybe undergone an operation and your body just simply needs time to recover. There's always a recovery time where your body needs to heal and get better. Maybe even go through rehab so that your body can get better once again. But do you know what it feels like to be spiritually overwhelmed? Do you know what it feels like to have your spirituality just gone crazy and not knowing of what's happening in your life, of being overloaded? Maybe that too needs to be recharged from time to time. I know it's true for Jesus. If you notice here in this gospel reading for today, we skip a chunk here in Mark's gospel. We go from Mark verses 30 to 34, and then we jump all the way to verse 53. What's missing in there are several stories. One is the feeding of the 5,000. The other story that's missing is Jesus walking across the water. But what's also missing in that section that's left out is that Jesus does go to a lonely place. He sends his disciples on in the boat after the feeding of the 5,000, and he goes to a lonely place. He needs to be recharged spiritually. He needs to spend that time with his Heavenly Father in prayer and in meditation, a time of rest where there's no crowds pushing in on him, because he too is human, and he gets, and that feeling is just of being overwhelmed and being exhausted. Even maybe exhausted spiritually and needs to recharge. For many of us too, we need that time to recharge spiritually. Many of us do things for other people, and maybe it's just comforting somebody. Maybe it's sitting with a neighbor whose family member has died having empathy with them of taking a part in their lives, of feeling exactly what they're feeling in that grief. And it's very draining spiritually to do that. Maybe we all need time to stop and recharge spiritually. And we do that in a number of ways. One is like Jesus did. is spending time with his Heavenly Father in prayer. And we need to do that intentionally. Maybe it's in the morning as you wake up or during breakfast. To take that time to pray, to read the scriptures, to think about those scriptures, or if there's other family members around, to talk about those and discuss them. Or maybe at supper time you can do that same thing. Just about any time of the day that you have a break or that you know that you need the presence of God is always a welcome time to stop and to pray and ask God for what you need, but also to ask God for what others need as well then too, to pray for them. But we need that time to recharge. Also too, that's what Sunday mornings are for. They're for coming to worship and giving praise and thanks to God, but they're also for charging our batteries. This morning we will be partaking of Holy Communion, and that is very much the meal that charges us spiritually, because once again we hear those words of forgiveness, we hear those words of welcome, we hear those words that we are a part of God's kingdom and that we will eat of the banquet that has no end. We are spiritually recharged so that we can go out and that we can do the ministry that needs to happen. Jesus and his disciples were constantly bombarded as this gospel lesson comes back, that people were always looking for something. They needed help. This world is in trouble as it was in that day and time too. They need the hands, they need the voices, they need the feet of many ministers ministering to them. This world needs help, but if we burn ourselves out spiritually and don't take that time to get recharged, we're not effective for ourselves and we're not effective for anybody else. So we too need sometimes to go off to a deserted place and talk with our Heavenly Father. Amen. May the peace of God, which passes all human understanding, keep our hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.